Welcome back to Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. We were just talking about the hospital right before the break, but there was actually a bill that I believe that you were a big part of that has been successful for medical folks here in the state of Missouri. Just kind of tell us about that, if you would.
Well, we had a study group on healthcare reform last year, and it really started out as a Republican caucus committee. I asked the chairman this is not a Republican or Democrat, this is the state of Missouri, a major issue. So he allowed us to add some Democrats to it. We looked at what are the things that we could do as a legislature that really have an effect on healthcare. You know, some, a lot of things are, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, or ACA, and things that you can't change. But we looked at and we said, Missouri produces 30% more DOs and MDs, graduates from medical and osteopathic school, then we have residency spots. We're like fifth and sixth in the nation for the number of graduates, and yet we don't have residency. So those people go somewhere else for residency, and then they don't come back to Missouri. So we're having a bleeding of doctors and osteopaths that we correct. So what we did, we provided all the residencies first in the country provided by Medicare and Medicaid, that the federal government, they have not increased that number in 20 years. Well, we are an older population. We have immigrants. We have bigger population. We have a lot of reasons we have higher medical needs, and we hadn't increased doctors. So what we did, the committee came up and said, hey, if we would provide the state more residency spots in primary care, that would be internal medicine, that's family health, family medicine, that's psychiatry, OBGYN, and internal medicine. If we provided extra residencies of that, we would get to keep more of our share and improve healthcare in Missouri. So we did that. Most states that have tried to do something on that, we're one of five that has some kind of program. Most states it's taken 5 to 7 years after they tried to start it. We got it through the legislature last year. We got it funded. And we just got word yesterday when the governor's State of the State address that we have actually, we thought we need about $4.5 million to do it. Because of money that's coming in from the drug settlements, some of the drug settlements on a bit opiates and things, that there's a big settlement, a lot of dollars. He added $3.5 million. So we have about $7 million to increase the residencies in the state of Missouri. It's a big deal. Nobody talked about it. That's probably why we got it done in the time we did. But it's how the legislature should work and function. And my name was on it, but it was a whole group of people working together. So big deal.
Sure.
First new residency to start in June. Or 1st of July.
That's outstanding news for sure. One thing that people get a little bit, shaky about is change, and that's going to happen here in Missouri for, we normally have a primary in Missouri where you just go to the poll and you vote for your top candidate in your party that you want to see move on to the general election. However, this year in Missouri, as I understand it, we're going to become a caucus state. We're kind of going to be like Iowa a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came about and how is this caucus going to work in Missouri?
Well, we were spending about $8 million for the primary election for president. It's a single issue primary. That's all we were doing, spending on the primary election for presidential spots. And several people, Rudy Veit at Jeff City was one that really pushed and said, we don't need to spend that, because they weren't, the way the primaries work, the delegates weren't really tied to that vote. So you go, what does that mean? So we did away with the primary and went to the caucuses. Now, you asked me what I thought of it. I thought when we did it, I thought that's $8 million, that's responsible. We may have just spent that cost where it doesn't show up at the state, but it shows up in the different parties doing it. Now, I'm not sure what the Democrats are doing because they just have one candidate. The Republicans will have their caucus March 2nd.
Who knows if we'll have one or two candidates?
Well, and that's the question. Who knows if we're going to have one or two then? But the caucuses are at each county. You have to either register, or you can register at the door, is what I'm told. And you have to have you really need to bring your voter card and a government-issued picture ID. So
here's my question, because I've seen this in some other states where Democrats will register as a Republican that day so they can go and take part in the caucus, format. Is that allowed in Missouri, or are there ways around that, or how does that work?
That's an issue we're all all dealing with, I'll give you two different thought processes. Mm-hmm. There is one part of the party that says, heck no, we're not going to have any. But I will say that, the districts I serve were all 90% Democrat, 80 and 90% Democrat districts 15 years ago, and now they have switched where they're that strong Republican. And in our counties, if you don't, on a lot of things, if you don't vote in the primaries, you really don't have a vote. So I have mixed opinions on that, I think anybody, if they said, I'm going to either register with the party or register that day and say, I'm a Republican, my understanding is they'd be allowed to vote.
Okay.
But they need a picture, a government-issued ID, which is driver's license, or, for voter ID.
And that caucus is going to take place here in Mexico at the Audrain County Courthouse.
For Callaway, uh-huh. For Audrain, it'd be at the courthouse in the basement.
Okay.
And doors open 8:30, and they close at 10 o'clock, and you can't get in after 10 o'clock.
At night?
No, in more, that's a Saturday, okay. March 2nd.
See, that's past my bedtime.
Well, yeah. Let me double-check that date, but I know it's March 2nd.
Okay.
That should be Saturday. And Callaway's will be at the Callaway Electric Cooperative, and Monroe has not set their site yet. I talked to the party chairman this morning, he texted me and said we haven't got our site yet. But okay. It's all over the state. It's going to be March 2nd, same time. And as I understand it, Mark Stewart's the party head of the Central Committee here in Audrain. You will go, and they will say, go in, shut the door, and say, okay, here's this candidate, here's candidate, here's candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it.
And you can actually make your case for your candidate while you're there, correct?
Yes, and Audrain would have four delegates to the state convention. Callaway, because it's double the size of Audrain population, will have eight, and Monroe will have two. Now, they will elect delegates to the state convention that will be, at least on the first ballot, have to go with whatever that county is. Now, okay. Audrain and Monroe, because of size, it's winner-take-all. I think it is in Callaway. I think that's...
Yeah. Well, we're finding stuff out because this is a new process.
Well, it's
a,
and you know, and people say, well, don't you know? I said, well, we're all finding out together because it is a new process, and it's not something we've done. And when we get through this, I might say, that was the dumbest vote I ever had. That ain't me, it was cheap. But it may get through, and we all say, well, this really, Iowa thinks it's the only way to bring out people to be actively involved in their community. So
right. I hope they have snacks there.
I don't know if they got snacks, it is a... It will be a new experience for all of us.
Yep, we'll wait and see on that. We're going to kind of end things with the wild card question. That's what we do every week here on Meet the Community. My wild card question to you is, what if you could pass a bill, without any opposition, what bill would you like to see get passed in legislation this time?
Well, initiative petition is a bill that I feel very strong about needs to be changed. Right now, we can change the Constitution of Missouri with a 50+1 vote. So if you have, let's say you have 60% of the people vote, that means that 30% plus one of your whole population can change a constitutional vote. And I'm going to give you a good example, and I was opposed to it and fought it, but here's a good example, and that's the marijuana we passed. Marijuana is 37 pages of constitutional amendment, of which if we'd said, are you in favor of recreational marijuana or not? That would probably have been a one page, but it's 37 pages. So how many people read 37 pages? And as an example, now we're finding things in that that it was going to the veterans. Well, it turns out that we under medical marijuana, we got $14 million going to veterans and under the this year, and we've got $2 million under the recreational. Well, how much of the medical is going to say medical when you can? So that whole thing to the veterans is really, most of it, it went to veterans, it went to expungement, and it went to legal fees of people suing because of the way they set up. Basically, we've got cabals, the way the state set up, got 60 growers, which turned out to be multiple licenses. We probably only have 20 or 25, and most of them actually are out-of-state money. So you have a problem. Now we're finding things such as, hey, we've had a dramatic increase in prepartum death in mothers, postpartum death in mothers, and birth weights. What's amazing, that's happened since we legalized marijuana. What does that mean? You know,
is there a correlation?
We don't know. And one of the things I found out in hearings, we cannot change the THC levels by constitution in marijuana. Well, marijuana, the kicker is THC. And over the last 30 years, it's probably went up 20 times in potency. We can't even touch it to say, okay, we can't go up anymore. It could go up 20 more times, and constitutionally, we cannot have an effect. So basically, our marijuana, the way they did it, we have a constitutional amendment that legislated that if there's problems with it, and there are very serious problems, probably costing the state lots of dollars in medical. There's just been a study that said the number of schizophrenics double when they're on marijuana. So
I think we just saw a case like that in the state of California, where a lady had smoked some marijuana and had a very bad psychotic reaction. She had stabbed her mate to death about 107 times, and basically she didn't get a large sentence.
She didn't get a large sentence.
No.
And again, we're finding that the more we find it, because it wasn't legal, we weren't doing a lot of research on it. Why would you research an illegal product? Well, now, of course, it's still illegal in the federal system, but not in Missouri. But we can't touch it. We can't, you know, and anything that you can't change. So if it had it in the form of saying, are you in favor of recreational marijuana? Yes or no, or a pager.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did is they protect, and they spent $12 million, got a heck of a return on $12 million.
Over $1 billion and counting now?
$1 billion is much bigger than anybody counted. And if there's a problem, we have to go through a constitutional amendment to change it. And that's, I had a lady call me last night, it was a pediatric nurse. She was very, very, nurse practitioner. She was very, said, what can we do? I said, the only thing we can do is have a constitutional amendment change. She said, you got to go through that? I said, yeah. And if they spent 12 to do it the first time, they probably have 30 or 40 they could spend. And I said, that's a major hill to fight, because money, you can write an amendment and have 10,000 TV ads, and you think it was lollipops and, you know. And but
right.
When we find there's a problem, that's why initiative petition, when you find there's a problem, you can't change it.
Sure.
Without a constitution change. So that's, and there's three different initiative petitions. One would be a 55% rather than 50%. Right now it's 50 plus one.
Yep.
The other one is 50% plus you have to pass it in the majority of the congressional districts, and the other is 50% and you have to pass it in a majority of the House districts. All three of those are better. They haven't, the 50% or 55% hadn't done well in other states that they've tried to pass it, but it's a problem. And people say, well, you're taking our right to change. Well, I can tell you, we can see things that have happened that are real problems.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that spot as well. I want to say thanks for coming in this morning and getting us updated on all things legislative session, and wish you the best of luck on everything as it rolls on in Jefferson City.
Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, thank you. He is Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden, our guest this morning. We'll be back with another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.